Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. And afterward, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. God foretells the coming of the Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who do you want to be like when you grow up? A famous athlete or actor? Your favorite teacher? Maybe you just want to be like your mom or dad. Why do you want to be like that person? More than likely, it is because they can do something you want to do. For instance, you want to be like LeBron James or Alex Morgan because you want to be excellent at sports. Or you want to be like your dad because he is good at fixing things, or your mom because she is the kindest person you know. Did you know there are people who wanted to be just like you? It's true. Thousands of years ago, even before Jesus lived, there was a man of God named Joel who shared God's word with the people of Israel. Sometimes God spoke directly to Joel with his word, but most often he shared the word of God in the Bible. Joel was one of a few people who shared God's word because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then God came to Joel and told him that in the future, all of God's people would be sharing the word. Some of the apostles of Jesus would hear from God directly and write God's word. The rest of God's people would share the word in the Bible. Joel promised the Holy Spirit would fill all believers. That means you too. Imagine how the people in Joel's day wished they could be like you and speak God's word. It's so exciting that we get to share God's word. How amazing it is that we can share God's word personally or even on social media. Should we forget to? God forgives us and still gives us the Holy Spirit who encourages us to share God's word. You are so special because you are God's witness here on earth. Do not forget the wonderful privilege to share God's word with our family, friends, and neighbors. God even planned this for you to do a long time ago. We pray. Lord Jesus, you promised that we would be filled with your Spirit and sent out to share your word. Help us to see the opportunities around us to share your word. Support those who share the word full time. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.